And welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Herb Katz, and you are enjoying the dulcet tones of the theme song to the classic Commodore 64 Electronic Arts game, Mule. And for anyone who was a Commodore 64 owner and a Commodore 64 fan, they all know that Mule was one of the best games out there. It was awesome.
The Commodore 64 is before my time. I'm more of an Atari boy.
All right, well, here, let me kill that. Anyway, thanks for joining us. My name is Irv. We are here live in my basement. I am joined tonight by Dan, the Master Googler. Dan Overton, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on?
And if you can listen closely, you'll hear Matt Menar's, the clomp, clomp, clomp of Matt Menar's inelegant footsteps tromping through my house. Well, we were pretty scared there for a second that you weren't going to make it.
We weren't
Roy,
scared.
Roy training?
Roy training, yes.
You're rowing. you're rowing again?
Yes, training started.
Oh boy. All right, Matt is Dork Almighty Matt Menar is here. And thank you very much for coming, Matt. And it's a really bad news for the show that rowing has started up again.
No, it's great news.
It clears your mind.
It clears my mind and gives me fresh perspective on life.
All right, well, you're
what about the drywall?
Let's get a fresh perspective on your levels.
My levels are, as usual,
pretty high.
Off the hook.
Off the charts. All right, we've got
Poppy,
a listener.
Poppy is
right
the bomb.
Right off the bat, I want to apologize to two of our biggest fans, Ray
wow.
Frankel and Digital Daredevil. Turns out that it's not two of our biggest fans, it's just one, the same guy. Last week during the show, I was crediting each one with separate achievements of sending us music and various things. Oh, you missed it. I did a theme song for the opening. I did the music to Mule.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it's great.
That's
great
that's
music.
Great, classic game.
And I put it on my my cell phone as my ringtone.
That's a little nerdy. Even for us dorks,
we are Dial-A-Dork.
Well, anyway, look, we got a few things up for you tonight. We've got I've got a serious Tales from the Dork side. I've got a couple of pieces of free software, or rather, you do.
Beautiful.
Dork Almighty's free software of the week.
Like
I've got
free
a tale
software.
From the Dork side. We've got I'm sure we'll come up with a Shane's YouTube clip of the week and anything else we can think of.
Making notes myself because I have some Tales from the Dork side today as well.
Ah, very good, very good.
I got an ATM Tale from the Dork side as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not from this week, this is from years
this
ago,
from
but
today.
We talk about it later. So well, open us up, Irv. What are we talking about first?
Why don't I just jump right in with news of the day, items of interest, current events. Vista made its debut,
That's fantastic!
A week ago yesterday,
for
is that right?
For the home crowd, though, right? It's been out
yeah.
for businesses for two months.
Well, yeah, you would expect that you wouldn't want to roll out the kink-filled early edition to businesses. That would be bad. I have told all my clients to stay away until, I'd say, I don't know, June, so we can get some
SP1.
Reports can roll in. I know some people are saying SP1, you know, and that may be too much to ask, especially if people are buying new computers or want to buy new computers, so... you know, what can I tell you? But Bill Gates has come out on the offensive. He's doing all the talk shows. He's talking about how Vista is more secure than a Mac, and that he dares anyone to try to exploit Vista.
There was a note on Slashdot today already about, you know, a crack for Vista's, you know, encryption, BitLocker, I guess it's called, which is the higher stuff. And here we go. I will mold into this Vista nonsense and open source program because that's what I do. There
By
is
all
a,
means.
There is an open source product called TrueCrypt, which actually does real encryption. If you have sensitive stuff on your computer that you don't want people to hang about and look at, and even if it's just your little brother who's a better hacker than you are or whatever, go check it out, www.truecrypt.com.
Okay, good. Is that free?
Is that free?
Okay,
as
so there's some Dork Almighty's
beer,
free software of the week, which will actually lead into my Tales from the Dork side. Although I just want to say, though, that our most esteemed fan, the namesake of the Shane's YouTube clip of the week, has already come out with a positive impression, first impression of Vista.
Yeah, he did. I actually talked to him for a little while.
Oh, did you?
Over email after the the thread.
Okay.
And
he digs it.
Yeah, he's all right with it. And then for what he's, you know, the machine he's got is pretty hot. You know, no big problems there. And he was talking to me about the driver model changes for graphics, which is pretty
That
pretty
is
hot.
The stinkiest burp. It's like my mouth was an ass for a second. Anyway.
Either that or it's like your mouth was a mouth for a second.
My ass was a mouth?
Your ass was a mouth.
Ass to mouth. That ratio.
That is a great, you know, clip from, who is it, Jim Carrey when he does the butt guy talking or whatever.
Oh, sure. He did it in Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Pardon me, but I'd like to ask you a few questions.
That was hysterical.
Let me tell you, you were talking about TrueCrypt.
Oh, yeah.
For the past couple of days, Matt, I just want you to know that I have been attempting to install Zimbra.
Why?
Why? Because I've got a client who wants a cool mail server where people can share calendars and stuff like that, and he doesn't want to pay for the software.
Okay, what made you decide to choose Zimbra?
It looks pretty cool.
It's free?
The open source edition is free. And it does basically everything we want it to do. And it has a Ajax web client that is, like, really hot. And I did an online demo, and it's really sweet. I mean, it's really awesome.
And where did you hear about it?
Well, I just started looking for, I looked for open source mail server or something like that. Or I think I actually looked for collaboration freeware or open source collaboration suite or something like that.
No, that's really cool. I mean, there's a couple other products out there. I don't remember. I saved it in my my Thunderbird, a link to an excellent groupware application.
Okay, what is it? What's it called?
I can't remember what it's called. We'll have to talk about it next week.
Okay.
But another popular one out there is Open Exchange, which does groupware plus mail and all that kind of
Open
stuff.
Open Exchange. Yeah. I'll have to look into that one. I've had a hell of a time with Zimbra. There's been a number of issues that I just don't. Here's how it started. Zimbra, I think, is supposed to be installed on either Red Hat or Fedora.
Okay.
You can install. They have other builds that they've released for SUSE, Debian,
whatever.
Ubuntu.
Whatever. Move on.
Okay. Well, I have familiarity with Debian, so that's where I started.
Okay.
And I could not get something called NTLP to be found. By Zimbra.
That's
part of the glibc package, where it's supposed to be already installed, and Zimbra would not, during the Zimbra install script, it looks for it, and it can't find it, and I couldn't get, so I abandoned Debian. So that was day one.
Failure.
So I'm like, well, let's try, I happen to have an ISO of Ubuntu, so let's just try that. So that's what I did, and I did that, and then I couldn't get the install script to run on it. It kept talking about
failure.
Bad interpreter.
Okay.
All right, now, as it turns out, it actually was a really stupid thing. I was trying to run it off of a CD and just wouldn't.
Whoops.
So I had to, if I just copied it to a folder, it probably would have run. But anyway, I abandoned Ubuntu. That was day two.
OS number two.
So then I went to Fedora, and the build that they have is for Core 5.
Okay.
So I went and got that, a DVD ISO of that, and I installed it, and I got the install script to run. All the dependencies got installed, and I installed the thing. And now I've hit a little bit of a snag where it's heavily dependent on the etsy hosts file.
Basically, it's dependent on DNS.
Yeah. And I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing. I kept trying to do stuff, you know, and it kept, you know, like I wound up like my domain was my LAN address, you know, and all this
Jesus.
Stuff. And it just wasn't working out, you know, so I'm going to try again, you know.
Fucking noobs.
I'm sorry. I'm a total noob, you know. I thought you'd be happy at least.
No, I'm ecstatic.
And I'm on the GIMP now.
You are on
not the GIMP. Not the GIMP, the game.
Oh,
I'm on the game.
Yeah,
what
do you think? You like it or?
Well, I mean, it's fine with me here. You know, I even have it here. We'll fire it up. I mean, it's fine. It's terrific. It's, you know, it's exactly what I needed. I think I should create a couple accounts for Dialadork though, and then use those during the show.
I had to do that too.
So, So there it is.
Yeah, baby. Looks good.
There's our buddy Sparks to Ice. Class till 6, gross.
Whatever the hell that means.
That's our buddy. That's our buddy down in... that's one of the soiree girls.
Oh, all right. Cool.
But she should be back. I mean, class till 6. It is past 6, and they are in North Carolina. So.
Well, maybe it's in a different time zone or something.
Ding, 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 ding. In North Carolina? You fucking jerk. It's in a different era. There's no question about that.
Yeah, you know what happens when you cross the Mason-Dixon line.
You know why everyone down there has stinky thumbs?
Oh, this is going to be bad.
I don't know, boy.
As Irv makes the visual of putting his thumbs in his armpits.
And does this.
And does the chicken dance.
Yeah, or something kind of like a really slow, the Hicken dance. All right, so...
do you have any comment on that, Sir Redneck?
I've never seen the Hicken dance.
Never seen it? You must be a high-class redneck.
It's the chicken dance played on a banjo, I believe. No, not dueling banjo. Dueling chickens.
Dueling Hicken dance.
All right, so dueling chickens is actually a Mexican thing. That was my experience so far. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to rerun the install script with the -u parameter. That'll uninstall the product. Then I'm going to reinstall the product, having altered my Etsy host file, and hopefully it will.
Okay.
You know, because I really haven't had much fun with the Etsy host file, because when I screw with it, I keep like breaking my ability to surf, like to see the internet, because I keep fucking something up. And then,
if you're using Fedora 5,
yeah,
why don't you use the GUI control panel for your network config?
Yeah.
And that way you won't have to edit the Etsy host file directly, and you might actually set up things.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, what am I supposed to be putting in there? Like,
man, my levels are really low. Look at that.
They're actually quite, you know, mellow. They're kind of mellow.
I don't like to be mellow.
Okay, fine.
That's
look,
better. Thank
here,
you, Dan. Dan is the man.
Look, what I'm saying is, what the hell do I do? I mean, do I put, like, my live, like my gateway's address, you know, like my live internet address in there? Am I fully qualified? Domain name, or is this a local thing? Like, you know, how am I going to get my mail domain?
How is this going? What do you mean, how are you going to get your mail domain? How is this going to be deployed? Is this going to be on the client at the client site, or
yeah,
is this going to be on some...
Yeah, at the client site.
Okay.
Oh, so snap! You'll be so impressed with me.
Okay.
You'll be so impressed with me. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Guess what I did.
What?
I put the whole thing on Software Raid.
Why?
Because it might be somebody's mail server. I don't want to just put one old... It's like an old computer.
Why didn't you do hardware?
I don't have a hardware RAID controller.
You don't? You
not
got
him,
you,
not
with
handy.
All this shit in your basement.
I don't. None of this is any good.
Oh.
So
well then, yeah.
This
snap,
is what I did.
Baby.
So I did like I have my boot swap and my root partitions, and just the two drives are cloned, and I did all that.
That's awesome.
Aren't
well
you proud of me?
I am very proud of
I
you.
I did it all well in the partition manager.
Remind me to bring you a gold star next week. Or, you know, something.
You're being sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic.
All right, well, I was really proud of myself
you should
on
be.
That one.
I'm proud of you anytime you delve into Linux.
All right.
Be the man.
All right. It's just, okay, so let's talk about this Etsy host business.
Okay. So let's not.
So I really need to know. Okay, it's going to a client site.
This is going to a client site.
Yeah.
It's going to have one public IP address, right?
Yes.
Or is it going to be
behind
a firewall?
Well, it's going to be behind a firewall. I suppose I could...
How are you going to tell all the mail servers, you know, it's a mail address?
I'm going to have to give it the MX. And I'm going to have to create an MX record out there.
Right.
At the name server of his domain. And I have to point it to his no IP...
So I hope he's got a static, you know, IP.
He
out
doesn't.
There. He doesn't.
No.
Why not? What's going to happen when that changes?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you point the MX, you can point the MX record to an URL. You don't have to point it to to an IP address. In fact,
so,
I think they prefer that you do that.
Okay.
So you know, it'll resolve this, you know, this no IP dynamic DNS thing.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about mail getting to that router.
Okay,
getting to that firewall, getting to that router. But what I don't understand is, you know, what am I supposed to put in the Etsy host file? Am I supposed to
put...
The machine's name.
And its local address.
Okay.
Fully qualified.
Like,
so you need to have...
What, like 192.168.0. 10 or something?
Yeah.
Like, put that after the local host entry.
Yeah, local host is going to be 12701, yeah.
Right, okay, so, 001. So that's the first entry in the list. The second one is going to be, like, my local, my LAN address, followed by a couple of tabs, and then, what? Just a machine name or something like, you know.
Well, all right.
See, this is what's very, very confusing to me.
If you do not have two NICs in it, then you're going to have to bind, you know, two IP addresses to the NIC, which means your Etsy host file is going to have...
Why am I binding two
IP... because it's got to have a public address that, you know, unless you're forwarding, what are you doing?
What are you talking about?
At the firewall.
Well, okay, I mean, I'll port forward port 25 and to, or port 110. No, port 25. No, wait. Yeah. Yeah, well, 125 and 110, because people are outside and they want to get their mail. And 80, and 443.
That's a bad idea. I mean, that's lot of open stuff, dude.
Well, I'm not overly concerned about it.
It's open, but it's forwarded to the mailbox, which will be secure.
Right. I know. I
425. I mean,
we can do 443 instead of 80. Okay, and we can do 995 instead of of what is it 110 and or whatever, and 465 instead of 25. Yeah. I mean, I can
secure
do all that. I don't care.
Or, you know,
fine, man.
Okay. Beautiful.
Fine.
All right.
Now
so
help me, you fucking
all that
asshole.
Kind of stuff. And what's his domain? Or just give me an example.
His domain is fuckyou.com.
Okay.
Just, all right.
If his outside domain is fuckyou.com,
yeah.
You need to create a subdomain internally like local.fuckyou.com.
Okay.
Make that the name of this machine.
So like mailserver.fuckyou.com.
Yeah.
And then space mail server.
Yeah.
And then and the address is its local LAN address.
Yes.
That's what I want?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm just checking.
No, yeah, you're doing great.
I don't know.
No, I understand that.
Okay. It's hard.
No, it's not.
What's
going to be running, you know, like DHCP and stuff like that for their internal network?
It's all done by the router.
Okay.
But the cool thing about their particular router, they have a 3COM like Office Connect router.
Okay.
And what's nice about it is that it actually allows you to lock a DHCP entry by MAC address. So you don't have to. So you can reserve. You know. So you know, I don't have to hard code. I can actually use DHCP.
Yeah. Good. Perfect. You want to.
But the prop, and so I'll lock it, and then that way I can actually create an entry that will always work in the Etsy host file.
Right. Yeah. You're doing great.
I don't know, man.
I'm really freaked out. What did you do when internet broke? To break internet.
I don't know. I must have done something in the host file because it broke. I couldn't surf anymore.
Okay. The other file that controls like important settings is resolve.conf, and that's what'll contain your DNS lookup servers.
Okay,
now
if I'm using DHCP, I don't have to fuck around with resolve.conf.
Shouldn't have to.
Because the DNS server should be in that. Presumably, whatever I'm using for DHCP is set up correctly and will be providing the DNS.
Yeah, just make sure.
So something like a commercial router is going to take care of that.
But make sure that router isn't forwarding DNS servers, you know, from outside, because all your internal addresses are going to have to, you know, resolve. And if, say, DHCP, you know, sends down that DNS is, you know, the address of the 3COM router, but really it's just forwarding that to the upstream DNS servers, they're not going to know about any of your machine names. So when a DNS lookup happens, it'll fail.
Go external.
Okay. So in other words, I don't think we have anything doing local, like DNS.
You need to local DNS has got to work.
So should I maybe set that up on that particular box if I don't have it anywhere else?
No, you can do it on the router. Just make sure how it's configured is correct.
And how would that be?
You need to make sure that the first
DNS server,
the first DNS server, is indeed itself. And then
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I think that's usually what it is.
Okay. Just make sure.
Yeah. Okay. So in other words, okay. So now, what about this? What about the message transfer agent?
Okay.
What do I do with that? Should I just what do you call it? Like smart host it out to their ISP? Or is that what that is?
You're talking about mail queuing, where the ISP queues up the mail and then your MTA gets it.
What is the MTA? What does it do?
All it does is shuttle mail around.
Okay, so
that's all it does.
I guess what I'm talking about,
every X minutes it goes out to your, whoever the host is, says, do we have any new mail for me? If not, it doesn't do anything. If yes, it pulls it in.
It does?
No, because it, well,
no,
if
I think, doesn't mail come straight in?
If he,
not necessarily.
Well, that's what I mean. If he sets himself up as the primary MX record,
right,
then
mail's going to come straight in.
It's going to come right into that MTA.
It's not going to stop at the ISP.
Right.
Unless server's down and I have that, a queuing somewhere, like at Zonet or something.
Right. Which you probably should do.
Well, I usually do that for my clients is put them through Zonet, because for like $10, $11 a year,
you can do that.
You can do like mail spoolings when the server goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you would just tell your MTA that, you know, you've got upstream.
Zimbra's pretty cool. It has built-in like built-in spam assassin and antivirus and stuff like that.
I think for your future reference, you might want to look into just simply outsourcing this to a, or not outsourcing it, but going to a hosting company that provides this kind of service environment and just setting them up online and then giving them all the information that they need to like access all the accounts and stuff like that. That way you don't have to worry about setting up the machine and keeping it on site and all this other kind of stuff.
But see, here's the thing. If I outsource their mail to someone, then they have to pay them on something, you know, for it.
Instead of paying me. You become a reseller of the web hosting services.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. That's the whole idea of having
those control
panels.
Will you run my business for me?
I'm trying.
Oh, hey, by the way, it's our business.
It is our business.
I got to get the tax forms to you
guys,
by the way.
Yes, give me my damn
K-1, I'm working
my address.
I have it. Right. I have it now. Thank you. I'll get that to you very, very soon.
I want to file.
I know. You're getting a refund then?
Well, I'm getting a refund and it's going directly to my city because their tax rates are shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Okay.
And I don't want to be in the clink, so you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Speaking of our business,
yes,
we work with a certain purveyor of heavy equipment.
Yes, we do.
And they were looking for a new website.
Okay.
Did you have anything to do with that?
No.
Ah, that's very interesting.
So are they deciding? So what's going on?
You tell me. I thought you were working with them.
Oh, they got it. Well, that's kind of new.
I think it looks like turds.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Look at the graphic. What do you call that when you have like that white, that little white outline around graphics when you try to do a
yeah, they've got,
you know, like a transparent GIF or something.
Yeah, they didn't set transparency.
I mean, actually, like, you know, like this is like slightly. I mean, this what it, mm-hmm. this looks.
I don't know. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, I'm disappointed.
So am I.
I don't know what the hell happened.
Dude, you know, never responded to the proposal. You know, never moved forward with anything. That's it. I'm not going to babysit these people.
If they want
the business, you know, I'm here.
All right. So, what else we got?
But at least now I know.
Yeah.
I should send him a nasty gram.
Oh.
I'm not going to.
I won't even say. I'll go in there one day and be like, so, hey, you know, what's going on with the website? Did you still want to work with Matt? Like, oh, no, we got front page. So, we're, you know.
I don't know. They probably did.
Okay, so.
Either that or it costs too much. Who knows?
Yes.
And that other thing with our mutual friend is all stalled out as well.
Oh, that too?
Yeah.
Well, did you do any, I mean, can we bill anything?
2 hours.
Two?
Yeah. It's crap.
Disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
Disgusting. Those idiots. All right.
Quality
that shall remain nameless, of course.
Quality or price. That's what it comes down to, right?
Well, what's happening over at your employer?
Well, getting ready to start moving applications to the new data center in Colorado, which involves lots of testing to make sure the applications actually work over 1,800 miles, which is kind of interesting. I think they're fucking it up, but
it's just like data center in Colorado. Is it like inside a mountain or something, or is it just like your...
No, it's like surrounded by Oracle.
Well, you know,
an 8-foot fence with a razor wire on top of it.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
No. The government's hard up for cash, and they're renting out space in NORAD.
Cheyenne Mountain. What the hell?
No, they just spent $8 million on a fence. It's all high-tech, razor wire and movement sensors and everything. And I guess to actually pull into the data center, they search your car. So they take their mirrors out, and they look underneath your car and search your car, make sure there's no explosives or anything like that in there. Make sure you maybe don't have cameras so you can take pictures of the inside.
Can't say I blame them.
I think it's overkill. There's nothing to protect from airplane crashing at the top of the building.
They need anti-aircraft weaponry.
Right. So where's that at? If you're going to go this far for a fence.
I want some freaking Goliaths.
How do you know there isn't some anti-aircraft weaponry?
There may be around there.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's in Colorado. I mean, you gotta go to pretty great lengths. Just you know,
it's actually in a big business center with Sun and Oracle, and who else around there? The Air Force is right there, a mile away,
and a fence manufacturer that's just doing great.
Right?
How come we don't sell fences? Maybe we should sell fences.
I know.
Let's sell fences. Fucking A. Let's fucking sell fucking high tech fences. Fuck.
I want mine to be, you know, have stealth paint on them so they're not detectable by radar. Maybe some cloaking technology so you can't see them.
Like a Klingon fence?
Klingon fence.
That's a Klingon fence company.
This has a good ring to it.
You like that?
Yeah.
Klingon fence company?
And then today we had a water main break inside the building.
What?
Nice.
A whole section of one of the entrances. So
really,
dude,
really.
Check this. When I was working for a financial company in town, the data center there was below ground. It was in the basement.
Right.
Well, what they did not plan on was that there was one of those, what do you call it, elevator access to the sidewalk outside.
Okay.
For bringing really like heavy
equipment and stuff
like that. A lift right down there. So there's this lift that went down, and freaking fire hydrant.
Uh-oh.
Right there, blew its freaking top and started shooting water right down the lift. They flooded the entire basement of this data center. It was like nobody planned on a freaking, you know. That's amazing to
go
me.
Get caulk quick.
Yeah, basically, you know, they need some submarine style doors down there.
What the hell's on airlocks. That person's mind?
Yeah. So actually, they have airlocks now.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, in that hallway.
Did you guys see the article on Dig today? About the plans during World War II to bury 6 guys alive inside the Rock of Gibraltar.
What?
Cool.
They were afraid that, I guess the Rock of Gibraltar is a big communications point that the British used in World War II, maybe
huge.
Still now.
Still is, yeah.
So they were worried about the Germans invading, and the plan was if the Germans attacked the island, they were going to blow the cave or the entrances to the caves, and these 6 guys had enough food, water, and supplies to live down there for over a year and maintain communications to let the British Empire know what's going on. And U-boats are coming through.
That's awesome.
Never happened, but it was on Dig today.
Oh, we've all seen this.
Oh, you have seen that?
Yeah.
Did I mention on the show?
Yeah, the how to fold a shirt thing.
I did mention on the show?
Yeah, a while ago.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
I saw it.
All right, well, I'm trying to figure out what Shane's YouTube clip of the week is going to be. What's the matter? Are you guys going to fight?
Poppy.
Poppy?
Hey, what's up with Poppy's haircut, man? You shorn him.
It's a girl, for Christ's sake.
Well, whatever, it's a doll.
Poppy's a bitch. Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
She's one fine bitch.
Female deer.
Hey, so I put, I had to take care of Frankie, you know, this morning. And, so he gets up around 9, and then he has his bottle around 10. And then he looked pretty groggy, so I put him in this little swinging
I miss those things.
Chair, okay?
You wind it up.
Well, you know, actually, this has a little battery power to it.
Oh, really?
So you don't have to wind the shit up, you know.
Yeah.
So I just turned the thing on to a kind of a low speed, okay?
Oh, my God, we've got 3 listeners.
Yeah, we got 3
shit.
Listeners, baby.
We should talk about techno instead of babies.
I know, but this is just kind of funny.
Okay.
So I put him in there, and then I jumped in the shower. All right, so I'm taking a shower, and every now and then I'm peeking out, and I can notice after about 10 minutes, he's asleep. So I'm like, fuck, I take my time in the shower, you know. I mean, I didn't jerk off or anything, but I just took my time, you know. I mean, I really, you know, I made sure I washed each individual pube.
Did you condition shampoo? Too?
What?
Shampoo and conditioner?
Absolutely. And
Pert Plus? Get rid of the flakes?
Well, no. No, I wouldn't use Pert Plus on my precious pubes.
Those aren't flakes. In Herb's case, those are crabs.
I use the shampoo I use is Biolage.
Oh.
And no, I
don't. Sounds sexy. That explains your do tonight.
No, what I use is Prel. No, I don't use Prel. Anyway, no, seriously, so I took the shower, and he was still asleep when I got out. I figured he'd wake up when I, like, you know, did the shower curtain, because it, like, squeaks and stuff, or whatever. He didn't wake up, so I'm like, all right, fine, you know. So he basically slept from, like, you know, 10:30, basically, until after noon, like, quarter after noon, when my wife got home. And then she woke him up to feed him. And I was already long gone. I already left for my client. And it turned out that while he was sleeping, he took a gigantic shit and blew out his diaper, and there was shit all over the swingy chair. So,
I don't miss those days.
I am so glad that I didn't discover it, because I hate dealing with that shit, man. It just fucking sucked. That sucks, man. Those blowouts.
There was a great Pinky in the Brain episode on Slashdot today.
Yeah.
Which you should bring up and we should talk about.
Okay.
Well, go to Slashdot, bitch.
Oh, Slashdot?
Yeah.
What, oh, have you seen this, by the way? The thing to do on the plane?
Yeah. That went all over. That was all over the place today. All
right, so
what are you doing on a plane, Irv?
The next time you find yourself on a plane sitting next to someone who cannot resist chattering to you endlessly, I urge you to quietly pull out your laptop, carefully open it, and go to this screen and hit this link. It's like it's a bunch of Arabic with a clock count.
Quite frankly, I'll be impressed if the link works in the air.
Well, maybe you have it cached. Which, by the way, puts a lot of like your like. All right, Shane is listening live. First time live listener. Shane is in the house. Tech for life, the numeral 4. TEK for life. He goes. Shane, all right, first-time live listener, long-time archive downloader. Your levels are perfect, but is it normal to hear weird distortion while listening live? Example attached, hard to describe. You know, it could be my laptop. Now, Shane, I'm going to pull the cord out of my laptop that's into... you know, I bet you that's it. Look.
Yeah, that's your laptop. Yep. Your laptop's noisy.
We need to get an lousy little...
Okay, take some of that damn consulting money and buy us an Audigy.
I don't want to buy an Audigy. All right, I'll buy an
Audigy. See if we can find us a deal. I've seen them pretty cheap lately. On Slick Deals, actually. Buy them new.
Slick Deals.
Pick them up for $79, down from $200.
That seems like a lot.
That works.
All right, Shane, email us, or actually, if you're on the IM there, you can IM me at on AOL, I am Fiji Irv, FIJIIRV, or on Yahoo at Irv1972. IRV1972. If you want to get me a little message here, and let us know if that distortion factor. Maybe he's gone. We just went back down to 2 listeners. So I don't know.
All right. So.
And he sent us a.
I see that a YouTube the best street magic
for best street magic. So I guess the best street magic is the search. I'll load it up and we'll see what it looks like. Anyway, Matt, you were saying something about Slashdot that I still haven't brought up yet.
Well, if you bring up Slashdot. They were talking about Bill Gates and Vista and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Some user wrote in a pretend script for Pinky in the Brain. It was hysterical. So I figured that we should at least give the URL so that we can.
I gotta bring up a pet peeve of mine.
Go for it.
All right. People get hysterical.
Yes, they do.
Things are hilarious. Funny things are hilarious, and people get hysterical. When people say, like, oh, my God, that movie was hysterical.
How can I
ensure
that
really? The
right.
Movie was crazy, or the movie was laughing?
Stop being hysterical.
How can I ensure that you're right?
You're recalculous.
I could easily, look, I could easily be quote-unquote, recalculous. I love recalculous. It's good. Did you guys see
ridiculous.
Did you guys even see when Ludacris hosted SNL?
Nope.
And he was actually really good. He was really funny. But his opening monologue, an old friend from the neighbor came out. It was Kenan Thompson. And he was dressed in, like, 80s hip-hop gear. Or whatever, like early 90s, like looked like Heavy D.
The baggy pants?
He looked like Heavy D with anyway, he was talking about how Ludacris stole his style. And the guy's name was Rick Barnes, but his name was Rick Diculous.
Oh,
it was actually really funny.
Nice.
How Ludacris stole Rick Diculous. from him. And he was like, man, get out of here. All right, so wait, you were saying...
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, right. No, that's not it.
DNS root service attacked?
Ooh, that's terrible. All right, well, keep on going. We can talk about that in a little while.
All right, vulnerability and
keep
Firefox
going, keep
pop
going,
up.
Keep going. Keep, don't read all of them. Just keep going.
And jobs favors...
Wait.
Jobs favors DRM
no,
free...
No, no.
Oh, why does he favor DRM free music distribution? Aren't they like the biggest... users of DRM, basically?
Well, but the EU has been slamming Apple for their...
It's not really the EU. It's only two countries. If I remember right, it's Sweden.
Yeah.
And Denmark is sticking on my head, but that doesn't seem right.
Well, they're
it's
members
of the
EU.
Countries right there on... the right, but it's not the whole EU. It's only two countries.
Could be.
And they're trying to get the rest of them to buy in, but nobody seems to want to do that for
some reason.
We'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do agree that Apple should, you know, that you should be able to use iTunes with whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm in favor of open standards. You know, I like iTunes better than Windows Media Player. I'm probably in the minority on that, but, you know, I don't care.
Yes, I think you're in the minority on that one. iTunes is good for downloading songs, and then I convert them over to MP3 and use them on all my players.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I like the way it rips. I like the way it looks. I like the way it searches and stuff like that. It's good stuff. But yeah, it would be cool if I could choose to use whatever I wanted to with it. Anyway, get back there to /dot because I want to see this damn thing.
Okay.
Down.
Irv is multitasking.
Wait.
On his new version of
down.
Vista.
Down.
So my tale's from the dork side while we're waiting for
yeah,
her
go
find
ahead.
The page.
Go ahead.
I went and got lunch today. Got a salad.
Wow, that's a great story.
I know. And got up to cashier and realized I didn't have any money.
So whoops.
And they don't take credit cards here because the place has been there since 1953.
No,
so
it was definitely
up to the
today.
ATM
wasn't
that's
yesterday.
In the hallway just a few feet away and go to put my card in. I realize it's green is black. And on it, right in the middle, it says, system cannot find C/Windows/System32.
Nice.
Please come back later, or something along those lines. So the ATM
that was it.
In our office runs some version of Windows, which reminds me that I also saw an airline ticket counter that had crashed one time.
Yep.
Also runs Windows. Where's your beloved Linux now, Matt?
Well, you know, if the things you tell Diebold right here, you know, Diebold is classic. They're one of the largest makers of ATMs. I actually... scroll down there and look for Pinky in the Brain.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I actually pulled up into a bank drive-thru to use the ATM.
Okay.
Put in my card. Totally fucked up my PIN. I was thinking of something else. I don't know what.
69.
The damn thing went into maintenance mode, and I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at the camera, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going... what the fuck do I do now? Do I just cash out $1 million or what?
Whoa, why didn't you?
Well, because I was on camera and, you know, I happened to work for the financial company. Ooh. So
you come back with a mask.
Yeah, I should have come back with a mask. But I tried to remember what the hell numbers I pressed.
Interesting.
It was interesting that, yeah, I mean, my PIN was in there somewhere, but I just mangled a couple other digits or whatnot.
And it got you to the point where you could have pulled more money out.
Yeah, I could have. It was like ad cash. You know, one of the options was like spew cash out the door.
It's actually one of the buttons. Spew cash out the door.
Spew cash. Yeah, most of those things are based on Windows. I guess it's pretty common knowledge and bullshit.
Jesus, this is fucking long, man.
Well, I'm not saying we should read it, but we should tell people to go look for that.
Okay, look for
the /dot article.
Look for the /dot article about BitLocker called BitLocker: No Real Threat to Decryption. And you want to scroll down, the best way to do it is put the word pinky into your Google toolbar, and then click and then it'll emerge for like the highlighting purposes.
Yeah, yeah.
You just click on the word pinky there on the far right of the toolbar, it'll take you right to it.
Or if you just start typing pinky while you're on the page, Firefox will just take you down to where it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not doing it. We're talking about
F.
Control.
Yeah, control there. F.
Sorry, control F. Yeah.
I don't do that.
You're such an ass.
Woo!
I don't do that.
Anyway, that was at the pinky in the brain script was it was hilarious.
Simply hilarious.
Not hysterical.
What else were we talking about?
Good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
You were hysterical.
Always.
What?
Oh, soon there will be flair to be had in my household.
Ah, flair. Oh.
Dan and I are going to bar. I'm going to commandeer Dan's Jeep Cherokee.
Okay.
Which has a crazy radio that you can change the channels by waving your hand across the front of it. It's
what?
An awesome device. You should see this.
It's pretty
okay.
cool.
Okay.
Irv, you got to check it out. It's awesome.
Sounds good.
I'm going to commandeer his vehicle so we can go down to Best Buy and buy myself a 50-inch widescreen DLP TV.
He's going to sit up at my house while he's sands his house.
Cold dig it.
Cold diggity. And I am going to hook it up to my 400-watt, 4.1 speaker system. And I'm going to buy Microsoft. This kills me. I hate
Media
this.
Media Center
I'm sorry.
PC?
I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry. I'm going to buy an Xbox Live and Guitar Hero
Guitar
3.
Hero.
And I'm going to rock and roll.
Oh, I get it. You're going to. All right, that's fine.
The game
that's
is
fine.
Awesome.
Look, the Xbox doesn't count.
Right.
No, Xbox right. doesn't count. You don't have to be. You don't have to feel like you're okay. using Windows or
Thank
anything.
You.
It
Thank
doesn't
you.
Count. Shane says the sound
like
quality is now perfect.
Sweetness.
So that must have been it.
Sweetness. Notice that the sound quality is perfect. We are not.
No, certainly not. But that's okay. Speaking of pieces of flair, what size TV was it?
50 inches,
now,
baby.
I'm getting one of those too.
Sweet.
Because we're going to rob you.
Well, then I will buy. I will make sure to buy another piece of flair.
I'm going to commandeer Dan's truck while you're, stuffing your face or rowing or doing something.
Okay.
I'm going to steal your TV. No, I'm not going to steal
your TV.
You're
pretty badass.
I'm not going to steal your TV. I'm very happy with my Toshiba 32-inch
non-widescreen,
109 billion pound.
I figured in a future episode, I would like you to talk about home-built DVRs, which you seem to have a certain amount of experience with Slingbox
Stuff. Slingbox is not a DVR.
I know that. I mean the whole kit and caboodle.
DVR
Beyond TVs.
Yeah, I've heard that's pretty good too.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's what you're running?
I'm running Beyond TV on Windows 2003 64-bit.
Sweet.
Are you really?
I really am.
Do you actually
an
Itanium?
What about Myth
TV?
That?
Why the hell are you? I mean, is it a 64-bit processor?
The A64.
Okay.
754.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Or no, it's a 939. So
okay.
yes, it is 64
it is.
Bit,
okay.
but it's not really.
I tried to get are the Core 2 Duos, can they run 64 bit or not?
I think they are 64.
But they wouldn't.
I thought they were 32 bit.
I could not load Windows XP 64.
Yeah, I thought they were 32 bit. You can get dual core Xeons that are 64 bit.
Christ.
But I think
some dude that I know. Okay. Was a Klingon? He has a small company that does cleaning of offices and stuff. And he went out to the dumpster to throw away a bag of garbage, and in there was a goddamn server. All right, you ready for this? It was a PowerEdge server with a 1 gigahertz Xeon chip in it and a gig of RAM, and
nice.
and a bunch of 10K. Cheetah SCA, drives uh-huh. with a perk card in it.
Yeah.
He says to me, is that good?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, let's put it this way. In its day, it was probably a $3,000 server.
Probably a little bit more.
All
those drives were more expensive than that.
$3,000-$4,000 server.
Yeah.
Today it's probably worth, a few hundred bucks tops.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
I mean, you'd be amazed.
I'm like, but it does, don't worry about it. You can do whatever you want with it. You can just surf and do everything as normal. You can put Windows, just regular Windows on it. So another buddy's putting Windows 2000 on it for.
Mm. You'd be amazed. Now I rarely recommend buying new servers anymore. Buy the refurbished ones from the major suppliers.
Gold Circuit, baby.
They're fucking awesome. You can get quad processor boxes for so cheap. Not that I'd want to pay the electricity bill just to run the damn thing all the time, but.
Remember when I resurrected NAS1?
And the noise, yeah. NAS1 is still kicking it.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
DVD ripper.
It's got more hard drive space now, too. Yeah.
More hard drive space?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. We're up to some 350 gigs or something like that.
What?
Seriously.
I had put seven 36 gig drives in there.
Yeah, I think we upgraded.
All right.
At some point. And we've got another. Well, anyway.
That thing was amazing.
right now, I'll tell you some other stuff.
It was on wheels, too. It was still on wheels. On fucking wheels,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was awesome.
Dual Pentium 400 megahertz, I believe.
Dual Pentium 2s?
I don't think it was two.
No,
dual Pentium
3.
2s.
Oh, you're right. It was.
They
I think
were?
They were dual Pentium 2 400s or something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's still kicking.
400 was still the two Pentium 2.
For network attached storage.
Oh, yeah, it's a file server. That's all it does. Anyway, so I finally got on the VMware bandwagon.
Okay.
And I'm really enjoying it for archiving, actually, which is kind of crazy. Because I configure a bunch of, you know, demonstration systems and servers, and, you know, I don't want to have to reconfigure them all the time. So using VMware Connector, which is freely downloadable,
right.
Or Converter, which uses the VMware agent and connector, you can actually take a physical machine and do the P2V thing.
P2V.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is that the new one they just came out with, product?
Yeah, okay. Because
that took out, you used to have to use Ghost to do a P2V. Now you don't have to use Ghost anymore. It's all built right.
How do you use Ghost to do a P2V?
It's really quite simple. You take a Ghost image and you take, through VMware, you load the Ghost image back onto the virtual machine and then start the virtual
machine. You can do that in VMware?
Well, you used to have to. That's you don't the, have to do that anymore, though.
I didn't know you could take a Ghost image and put it into VMware.
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So anybody out there who, you know, quite frankly, I was thinking of, you know, making an image of my current machine, my personal computer, and then archiving it to, you know, DVD or whatever just for, you know, hell.
See, now if you had Windows, you could use System Restore.
Vista, you mean?
Windows.
Yeah, I've used System Restore. I'm not so keen on that either.
Oh, man. You want to talk about System Restore?
No.
Holy shitballs. No. I get a call from a client yesterday. They're, like, getting ready to go on a... What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that's the AMD, isn't it?
No, it's... The new Core 2 Duos, the follow-up on our previous conversation, are 64-bit compatible.
They're not.
Yeah, well, it didn't fucking work. So fuck you. Maybe the motherboard wasn't or something. Anyway, or does that even matter?
Well, I mean, there's...
I think, well, I don't know. I think it might roll back to 32-bit.
Hey,
it's like memory. If it's
check this shit out.
All right.
I get a call from a client yesterday. They're like getting ready to go to this big conference that they run. Okay, it's like this is like the big thing of the year. So they're like going crazy, and the girl who's doing a lot of the correspondence and stuff is like really really mission critical. She turns on her computer yesterday morning and it says cannot find, you know, C:\Windows/System32/something. All right. And the computer won't boot. And so they, you know, panic sets in. They call me. I'm like, look, I can't come out there till tomorrow. They're like, oh, okay. She'll use someone else's computer for now. I'm like, okay, fine. So I get out there today and I'm like, oh, okay. You know what? I'll just grab this. This is some system file. I'll just grab it from somewhere else and I'll just copy it over using, like BART PE or something like that, because it's a NTFS volume. So I boot into BART PE and I look into the System32 directory and everything after like the letter C is missing.
That's not good.
So like, instead of there being like thousands of files or whatever in there, there's 200. I'm like, oh, maybe we're going to be rebuilding this machine today or running a repair or something. But just for the hell of it, I ran a check disk, and it found like one little bad entry in the MFT, and I'm like, it's like, should I repair it? And I'm like, yeah. And it goes, should I, you know, restore any files that I find? And I'm like, sure. And fixed the whole fucking thing.
Nice.
It was like something just like was in the way and ruined, and everything came back. The computer booted right up.
And you look like a superstar.
I hope.
Well,
I
sat there for another 30 minutes and then billed an hour.
Oh, well, I hope you made a backup immediately.
No,
bad idea.
There's really no way to do that.
Why is the phone on?
Why is the phone
ringing
on
upstairs?
What?
I hear it ringing.
Oh, it's my sister-in-law, so I'll be not answering it.
Okay, good idea.
That'll be for Dory. All right, so. Well, we got about five to eight minutes left in the show.
To go through, right?
Well, Shane sent one and he said, "What was that search term? It was a
street side magic.
The best street magic." Shane's YouTube clip of the week. The best street magic, and really, what he says is, you get to about the 2 minute point is where it gets really good. So, it's you want to watch it? Should we just watch it?
Watch it afterwards rather than
right.
Our listeners.
Well, I saw what it was, and I think it's pretty fucking funny.
All right,
but I didn't hear it, so I you know. And we talked about the Spider Zone drugs last show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did.
God damn, that's so funny.
Put in, you know what? Search YouTube for The Arrow, V-I-E-R-O.
Meredith?
No, just, I don't know who Meredith Vieira is, but.
Vieira? From, like, she was, like, host of The View and shit. Don't you watch The View, dude?
Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. I watch The View
Today Show or something.
Time.
Okay, go ahead.
She's so hot.
V-I-E-R-O.
You're talking about the Pontiac mid-engine car from the... No,
that was the Fiero.
Ah. Vieira. What is it?
A friend of mine sent me a commercial.
Jack versus Vieira?
No, that wasn't it.
Roughneck?
No.
Film Fin Swimming? 100 Surface Ladies Italy?
Nope, never mind. I'll have to send that video clip around and we can laugh about it because it's a commercial. It's actually pretty hysterical.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you sure it's hysterical?
Dude, I'm going to be doing that now just to push your buttons the whole damn time.
That's just not funny.
You're right. It's not funny.
That's not cool, man.
It's not funny. It's not That's hilarious.
Not cool. That's not cool.
The one that gets me is insure and ensure.
Oh,
the brain goes.
Well, I mean, you know, ensure, it's like effect and effect.
Right.
Yes.
You know? Right. Like something has an effect on you or you affect something.
Right.
Right. Well, you insure.
No, something else can affect you.
Well, right, but affect is active, if you will, and effect is like passive. Like you feel an effect. But you perform an affectation. You
know? I mean, I don't know. If I punch your head, that effect is pretty active.
Always comes down to violence with you.
Absolutely. I'm male. Duh.
You know what the one that always got me? Was it that or which?
They're interchangeable.
No, they're... Well, I think...
There's got to be a rule
I think
on
one
it.
Is...
It's
one,
a horrible
one sound,
rule.
One is better.
Why?
One is better.
It's whatever sounds better in the sentence. You actually
there
have to sound it out.
There are situations where you... Yeah. There are situations in which you should use
there
which.
There are situations that...
And there are situations that call for that.
And what are those situations, Irv?
I just told you.
The ones that always got me, you know...
Well, look, insure is like... You make sure
you insure your car.
Ensure is like... You drink it.
Right.
It's like boost. It's like a meal replacement. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
What the fuck, dude? What's this Vieira shit?
You're
not doing
your,
that?
We can't do it. I'll have to send you the video.
Hey, by the way, I think I'm pretty sure like on YouTube, I would recommend on YouTube and on Google Video, I'm pretty sure there a lot of people have posted full episodes of Penn and Teller bullshit.
Oh, that's
there.
Great.
So really? You can, yeah, I think so. I've watched a couple of whole entire half hour episodes of Penn and Teller bullshit. It's really good stuff. There's one on environmental activists, and they kind of call bullshit on these people that they're really passionate and they really care. They just don't know what the hell they're talking about. And they went to an environmental a big rally, and this girl was kind of like they got this like. Chick to look all granola-y, you know, like wearing like a camo tank top and
has
like
a
little hat, and like she's got little braids coming out of the hat and everything, and she's got like, you know, like little, you know, ripped up jean shorts or whatever.
No bra.
Just yeah, probably no bra, like some you know, like hiking boots with like no socks or something, like whatever, you know, just you can imagine she's like walking
Your
around
stereotypical
with a
hippie.
Clip yeah with a clipboard, and she's like, dude, will you sign this ban of what'd you call it? Dihydrogen oxide, or dihydrogen? Is that what a dihydrogen oxide?
Yeah, water.
Yeah. Everyone's like, they're like, and she's like telling him all these truthful things, like it's in everything. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, it's in you. I mean, it's in the oceans. And she's saying it like that. They're like, fuck yeah, I'll sign. You know, everybody signed. Nobody even thought about it. They don't know what. So you know, it was kind of like their way of. You know, embarrassing them. And it worked. They looked like total
fucking
idiots. But, you know, I'm just saying, I mean, it's amazing. Like, you go outside now, it's very cold in Cleveland. It's very, very cold. And you hear people on the radio like, oh, take that, Al Gore. You know, but like, I don't think they understand that there's a very good chance that in February it's going to be, or like in a week from now, it might be 60 degrees.
Right.
Dude, totally abnormal.
It was 55 degrees in December.
Right. It was like Christmas. It was like 60 degrees. I'm like walking outside in shorts. I'm like, this probably isn't good. And now they're talking about Shanghai. The fucking city of Shanghai is going to sink into the sea. It sunk eight millimeters last year. That's a lot.
It's huge.
For land.
It is huge.
It is.
And they're like trying like crazy to. I don't know what they're gonna do.
So what? How did the Ice Age go away then?
Huh?
There were no people around then with factories and nuclear weapons. So why did the Ice Age stop?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Dinosaur farts?
Well, there's I think one hypothesis is that the Ice Age was caused by massive volcanic eruptions and throwing ash into the atmosphere that cloaked the planet for
really
a while, and the ice formed, and as everything settled, the planet warmed up and. The ice melted.
I think when Mount St. Helens erupted, the global temperature was reduced by like a degree or something for
something
a decade
like that.
Or something.
So that's all we need to do is blow
that's
up a couple volcanoes.
That's just one stinking volcano.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about that. I'm like, hey, you know what? All we got to do is like seed a couple of volcanoes, throw a bunch of ash up into the air, and we'll cool this shit off. what could go wrong?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
The planet depends on sunlight for its energy sources.
The currents in the ocean are also very important.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, when the machines take over, or when it's the battle between us and the machines, we should definitely scorch the sky. Because
machines
need that solar power,
definitely.
Nothing could go wrong. Yeah. Right?
And we should definitely
harvest coal and do their own nuclear fission.
And then we'll turn us into batteries.
I'd make a good battery, damn it.
Purple pill or green pill?
Blue
Matt,
or red.
Matt,
blue
that's got to be one of the weirdest things anyone said about themselves. Exactly. I'd make a good battery. What size?
I'd say D.
I'd be one of them big-ass lantern batteries with the little springy coil on top. That's what I'd
24-volt marine battery, that's me.
I'd be a Duralast.
Duralast.
Yeah, that's what I'd be.
You're a Dermalast.
Dermalast. I'd be one of them shitty ass batteries that looks like a Duracell but isn't at the dollar store.
Oh yeah, it's the Chinese ripoff.
It's like Ultracell.
Duracell.
Duracell. Ultracell, and it's like it looks exactly like a Duracell, and you're like, oh, batteries is batteries,
Absolutely.
They last 5 seconds.
Cars are cars.
They last 5 fucking seconds.
We just got back from Vegas, and we did not see any new technology while we were out there.
What?
What the fuck are we
doing?
You
sure about that?
What do you remember seeing anything?
Roulette, baby.
That ain't...
What about roulette?
Well, but it wasn't new.
It's not new technology.
New technology. It's flat panels and a little camera.
Now they have roulette tables. They're not really tables anymore. It's called rapid roulette, where they have computer terminals that everybody sits around, and they
touch
spin screens, their numbers.
Yeah.
They spin the ball, and then once the ball hits, the guy punches in the number at the main computer, and it pays everybody out electronically.
Or it tells you, suck.
You got thousands and thousands of people playing the same roulette role?
There were
five or six on a side right
more
now.
More than that. I thought it was like eight
on a
side.
I mean, this is not like a progressive thing or something?
No.
This
I wish
just,
it was.
What are you talking
standard
about?
Roulette.
Everyone has screens.
It's like video poker, except it's video roulette.
In other words, you don't have to have a fucking like croupier or something like pulling,
precisely.
Working with all the goddamn chips.
Precisely.
Right.
You just sit there and
right.
bet on your screen, and the guy spins
right.
the ball.
You're not crowded in with everybody. People blowing smoke in your face.
Yeah, and
hot girls grabbing you places that shouldn't be. Those days are bygone.
Well, what's wrong with all that?
That's the best part, actually.
Well,
it's not the
same. I don't know about the smoking, but the hot girls grabbing your junk is cool.
Yeah,
the whole atmosphere
wrong with
being
you guys?
Around it. It's not the same. But it is more efficient, and they take your money much quicker.
Yeah, they exactly.
Does it?
I don't like it at
normally,
all.
Normally, it takes probably 2 minutes for them to rake everything in and start the next roll.
Yeah, and do the payouts.
Well,
and
because roulette is one of the highest,
worst,
one of the worst, highest rakes for the for the casino. The more rounds they can squeeze in, the better. I'm
right,
sure
yeah.
for them.
The one difference was the max or the minimum bet was only $2.50.
$2.50.
$2.50.
That's kind of sweet, though.
Which is cheap.
Which
so
is
you can
sweet.
Drink
yeah,
a lot of beer for $2.50 a roll.
Yeah, but they
well,
did
no,
that
it, well,
to
no,
rake
if you,
you
want
in.
To drink, if you just want to sit there and drink for free, I've got the game for you. Not for free, but it's almost a guarantee that you can play for longer on your money. Like, you can make your money last longer. You won't win shit, probably. But you probably won't lose shit either. You guys know what I'm going to say?
No, but we got a story for you.
Well, if you want to just sit there and get drunk and not lose a bunch of money in the process, play Pai Gow Poker.
Really?
Because Pai Gow Poker, more than half the time, you tie. And no money changes hands. Because in order to lose, you have to lose both. Do you know how to play?
No, I've never played it. I've always been intimidated by all the Asian people around it.
Yeah, well, there's two kinds. There's like one with like domino-looking things, like Mahjong Taj.
Yeah,
don't play that.
No.
Play one with the cards. Pai Gow Poker. Okay. Okay. That other thing is just called Pai Gow.
Okay.
That's, I don't know what the fuck that is.
But
Pai Gow Poker, you get seven cards, and you have to split it into two hands, a five-card poker hand and a two-card poker hand,
okay,
where the best hand is like a pair.
Yeah.
Or you either get a pair or a high card.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. The only rule is that your five-card hand must always defeat your two-card hand. So your five-card hand must always be better than your two-card hand.
Okay.
So in other words, you know, if you have a bunch of shit, what you basically do is you take the highest card,
put it in
the five-card hand. Yeah. You take the second highest card, put it in the two-card. And what ends up happening is you could get dealt like shit. You could get dealt like king, queen, 10, you know, 8. 5-3, you know, just garbage, and they call that a pie gow, where there's no straights, flushes, or no pairs, straights, or flushes, or anything.
Okay.
Okay. But what ends up happening is you end up drawing all the time because your second hand's like queen high, and then the dealer will make some, you know, make three of a kind, but he'll only make like 10 high on his second hand, and you'll tie because you have to win both to win, and you have to lose both to lose. The way that the casino makes money is every time you win, they take 5%.
Really?
But the thing about it is that you sit there, and like if you can find like a $5, you can actually find like $5 Pai Gow tables. You sit there and get wasted, and very little money ends up changing hands. Or if you lose one, you win. You'll win the next one or whatever, and you'll sit there and you might wind up down $20. You might wind up $15-$20, and you've played for 2 hours. And you're shit-faced. And it didn't cost you anything.
Tell the story.
Which story?
And then we got to wrap up.
Mikey. When we got there.
Oh, that's right.
And so then we got to wrap up.
My friend Mike, we're out in Vegas this weekend. Okay. We get there at 10:30 on Thursday night. And he's sitting at the poker table. At 7 o'clock the next morning, he's sitting at the same poker table on his same $100. Not poker.
Hold'em?
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
On the same $100.
Same $100.
Blackjack, same $100.
10 hours.
That's unbelievable.
Until I came back, and within
and that's then, unbelievable. Yeah.
4 minutes of me coming back, he lost it all.
Oh my god, that's we went to first time we ever went to Vegas. Dory and I went. We're on the plane, and we're reading the blackjack book.
Right.
And I'm showing her all the strategy, you know, like basic strategy. It's like, you know, basically, you know, if they have like a shitty up card, you just hold, you know, and split your eights and all that kind of shit. Simple, just real simple strategy, and we went to Binion's to play single deck blackjack, okay, at a $5 table, and we played from midnight to 3 a.m., all right? And Dory played the same $20 from midnight to 3 a.m.
Way to go, Dory.
I'm sitting right next to her. We're playing exactly the same way. I lost $300.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That fucking Oh, did you guys see that link I sent, by the way? I like milk.
No, I didn't.
I have not.
Did you see that?
I slept for 12 hours yesterday, so.
Yeah, all right, well, look. Here, we're going to wrap up the show with a YWOW.
Oh, I did see
it
that.
It is www.generation.nl/tilde, which is the little squiggle. Hitoshi, Hitoshi,
and
it's
sad.
It's actually pretty. It's not real. You know,
it's just stupid.
You know, just the pictures of this Chinese guy drinking milk and
make sure your pop up blocker is active.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a couple of pop ups there. You're right, pop ups. All right. Anyway, it's really stupid, but thanks.
Tonight's show brought to you by Papa Blocker.
Yay! All right, let's wrap up the show. Thank you very much for coming, you guys. I enjoyed it immensely. Anything else to say? Any famous last words?
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Me.
All right. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in either 1 week or two. I have no idea. All right. Good night.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.